Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name again is Jeffrey Davis, and I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. And more people than ever tuning in because the business of business is continuing in the United States and in Massachusetts and New England. And a lot of people are still working. I know a lot of people aren't, and we feel bad for those, but we're trying to keep the economy going, keep people employed. Keeping people employed is a lot of what Mark Z does, and it's glad that we could get him today on our Zoom. Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing very well, thanks, Jeff. It's the new normal, but as you say, the firms are hiring. We're gradually coming to a stage where firms are doing some planning in terms of short-term and long-term. So I'm glad to be back to talk to our listeners in terms of where things are in our marketplace.
Right. Can you give us some examples of what you're seeing?
Absolutely. Well, what the first thing that we're seeing is, ironically, the last time I was on the show, I had talked to you about a pause in the marketplace that although firms were doing a lot of hiring, once most people in most companies and most attorneys went virtual, they were still doing work, but there was a real pause in terms of hiring. You would talk to hiring authorities and they would say, you know what, I don't even have the authority to make any decisions, or I'm unable to get to the next step. We're really on a pause right now. And that was the word. We don't know when we're going to be back. We can't even think that far ahead. Now, just a few weeks later, firms are talking about when. Firms are talking about what practice areas they'd like to do searches for, as well as making some changes internally because they see where business is not going to be. One of the areas, for example, in fact, prior to the show, I was talking to an attorney that does bankruptcy work. That attorney is being actively pursued by several firms because he's developed a bankruptcy practice. He's actually pivoted from full litigation to doing more bankruptcy work in terms of corporate bankruptcy or representing high-end, high-net-worth debtors in bankruptcy proceedings. Another area is estate planning. Estate planning has always been a regular area in terms of regularly appreciated area, as you know, like death and taxes. You need to have an estate plan because unfortunately nobody lives forever. And obviously as people grow career-wise and personally and incur wealth or have different type of wealth issues, they have to look at in terms of succession planning, in terms of what could happen with their health. But with this pandemic, a lot of people are contacting their estate planning firms or practices or seeking out estate planning attorneys to help them because it could happen to them. Particularly daughters or sons of people who've had some wealth accumulation, they have elderly parents in nursing homes or assisted living. And the reality is that could happen to them. I mean, it could happen to the daughters or the sons, but more significantly, it's happening to the elderly population. So one top partner of a firm said to me, who would have thought that a big business gain, he's out there developing business for the firm, would be this pandemic, you know, that now everybody wants to update their estate plans or have a new estate plan. They see it's very realistic that something could happen in their family. So bankruptcy, estate planning, and then lending, which is connected in some ways to bankruptcy, but businesses really need funds. Now, a lot of the businesses and a lot of the law firms kept busy in the short term, just from an advice standpoint, the law firms, and giving advice to the businesses on the Small Business Administration, the CARES Act. And that payroll protection program for small businesses, a lot of businesses with 500 employees or less, you know, pursued getting that low interest loan. So a lot of the firms gave advice to these businesses, and a lot of the advice was gratis because obviously they want to keep the relationship. But those are the key areas right now, as well as healthcare, a lot of the in life sciences, some of the testing companies are doing significantly better revenue wise, and they're doing some hiring. So healthcare, life sciences, lending, bankruptcy, and estate planning, those are the key areas. Commercial real estate is on pause right now, as is corporate.
But, you know, the litigators are a little bit slow, but I think that they're gearing up because they're trying to figure out how to open up the court system in a new way. And I bet you with COVID and some workers going back to work, there's going to be a lot of new types of litigation, especially for the contingency lawyers. We're going to see COVID ads from the contingency lawyers on TV next year. Don't you think that's a little bit of our future?
I agree with you. What's interesting, I was talking to another recruiter yesterday who specializes in the legal industry in the Midwest. And she was telling me there's a lot of pent up need in the employment area. And it just got put on a pause right now until the courts open up. But once the courts open up, once you have arbitration and mediation opening up again, you are going to see a lot of issues. And in terms of the COVID-19, the virus litigation, I mean, actually, I was telling you, you're talking about, you're right, you see advertising. I was talking to somebody, can you imagine the nursing home litigation, the assisted living litigation?
It's going to be a mess.
Once this happened and you had knowledge that it was sweeping across the city and into communities, and you're going into a high-risk area, not wearing a mask, not wearing gloves, exposing people, not taking a temperature, would a reasonable person do something like this? Would a reasonable entity say that? And that's something that a lot of lawyers are going to look into.
And you know, maybe I'm going too far afield, but, you know, I've always had an imagination, and I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of these small businesses that may go out of business that applied for their loans, and they're going to blame certain banks for not processing their loans properly. And then they see places like Harvard getting money, even though they've got this massive endowment, and they still took the money. You know, are they going to get mad at the government? I don't know. That could be tough. Or are they going to get mad at their banks? Because certain banks seem to be processing these loans a little bit better than other banks. So I think there's going to be a real mess of litigation, a floodgate, once the system opens up again. And you'll be looking for litigators more than you ever did before.
Well, I think your theory is not so far off, because I think in terms of banks, the whole part of engaging the banks was to get the money out to needy businesses. And there wasn't a huge screening process. There was a very low interest. There was no need shown. But meanwhile, there are certain banks that for some reason they have all these extra layers, and for example, some banks want signatures. They're having people meet them, sliding something under a door for a signature, whereas other banks are saying, you know,
electronic.
We'll use the virtual signature, you know.
Right.
So it's for some reason, everybody is guaranteed by the government, but some banks are being more conservative than others.
So really, my feeling is, yes, maybe the legal industry was having sort of a realignment of priorities and a gentle pause. But I actually think that towards the second half of 2020, 2021, we're going to see a boom in the legal industry, but probably more at the high end of the firms than more the low end, the administrative staff. I think they're learning to work more virtual and to really put more pressure back on the higher end of the firms as well. So law firms are going to come into this working differently than they ever did before as well.
I agree with you. In the 80s and in the 90s, for example, our business was 70% support related, Attorneys never left their present firm, so it was like 5%, and you had the paralegals or mid-level managers. After that, in the last recession, firms realized that it's all about billings. It's all about what are our hard costs, and a good legal secretary, you value his or her experience and background, but you can't bill out that time. So what happened is a lot of the firms now, when they're trying to cut costs and they're losing businesses, they're laying off these legal secretaries that have base salaries of anywhere from 75 to 120,000 that have full benefits. You can recruit funds like that, or they're cutting the fat on certain positions that are, again, are not revenue producing. And attorneys who always use their legal assistant for different tasks have to work virtually. And they're saying, you know what? I don't really need the support like before.
So, well, you know, during the last recession, I made that decision for my firm. I try to be a little bit on the front end of the curve. I mean, you know that we've had those discussions offline. I made that decision with my partner and, you know, Chris Gerald's way of working, who's one of our producers on this show listening right now, he was the new normal years ago. He was home working, doing his work. And that's the way we like to keep Chris locked up. We throw a bone inside the door every day and then we shut the door quickly.
Well, whatever's working, Chris is terrific. So you're doing a great job with that.
Well, he makes you look good. And, you know, if other people think you look good, they might want to talk to you. And if they do, Mark, how will they find you?
Well, first of all, go to our website, markzlegal.com, markzlegal.com, or 617-338-1300, or just Google MARC and the letter Z, and we come right up.
And I would say there is a big shift going on in the whole legal industry. And if you're, you know, in New York or New England, at any part of New England, because you're from Rhode Island originally, you know, you should be, you know, you should know Mark Z's legal services, because there's going to be a lot of movement in the industry, and he's a good guy to know. He's just a good guy. So
appreciate it.
Now we look forward to talking to you, and you're going to be back again, right, Mark?
Looking forward to it, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
We want to stay on top of those trends in the legal industry. Thanks a lot. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, working every day on change and dealing with change in this economy. You can always find me at jdavis@mage, that's mageusa.com. Call me anytime with any questions you may have, 617-462-4738. Mark, always great talking to you. Great to see your face again.
Great to see you too, Jeff. Thanks again.
We'll see you in our next story on Radio Entrepreneurs.